Why are we here today? What can we possibly accomplish in this life? What is the point of it all? What is the point of doing what we are doing every day and today? To me, knowing the why of it makes life a lot easier. I know that whenever I do something, I want a reason, a point, a purpose. And so for my life, I finally have a good why. The reason I'm here is to be of use, of service, helpful for you. That's why I am here, is to be useful, to be of service to you. I think of it like being a waiter at a restaurant. I'm here to be of service. And that's why I'm alive. That's why I do everything that I do. I'm here to be of service. I'm here to be useful to other people. And so that allows me to have a lot of peace and serenity in dealing with my daily life. The things I'm given in my daily life are for me to learn how I can best be of service. When I lived my life as a kid and as a young adult, the main purpose of my life was to have fun. Now that caused a lot of problems, because what does it mean to have fun? Well, it means excitement, and often means chaos and confusion. And when you're 6, 10 years old, maybe it's okay to just live to have fun. When you get to be 30 years old, living to have fun doesn't work very well anymore. The world wants service out of everyone in it. The world wants everyone in it to be useful. And so when you go around and do things that aren't useful, you don't usually get rewarded for it. Now, of course, you can always see exceptions. But people tend to get rewarded for doing things that are of service, being useful to other people. When it's in terms of jobs, you tend to get rewarded when you're really effective at giving other people something. When it's relationships, you tend to find great relationships when you do a great job being of service to other people. When it's your personal life, if you're of service to other people, you tend to have a happy, peaceful life. So when I started to see that service was the point, was the purpose of my life, then it made my life much easier. All I need to do is figure out what the next right thing for me to do is for everyone. But I couldn't see service as a point of my life as long as I was interested in my personal fun. My personal fun also caused me a lot of misery and pain and suffering. And so it helps me to look at the entire span of my life to see about my personal fun. And whether you're living for personal gain or to build a legacy, let's look at it this way. Who were you before you were born? You can't ultimately be any more than that after you die. It doesn't matter what you create in and of itself. It doesn't matter how many toys you have when you die. Some people like to say that the guy who dies with the most toys wins. In other words, the richest person wins. What do you win? When you die, you then have more things to give up, because you came into this world with nothing and you will leave with nothing. And so what can you accomplish in the meantime more than being useful to others? To love and interact with and support and be there to help others. Because you can't really make anything that lasts. People look at these impressive legacies, companies, all these buildings. You want to make something in your life that lasts. You want to be remembered. Don't worry. No matter how much you do in this life, you'll be forgotten at some point. Your buildings, your work will crumble at some point. These videos I'm making will be deleted or will be thrown away or will fall apart someday. And so I can't really make anything that's enduring, that's a real legacy, because give it 100,000, maybe 1 million or 1 billion years, even the sun will die. Even the sun, which seems like such a fixture of life in this solar system, will die. And so that helps to see what the purpose of life is. That helps me to stop running around like a rat in a rat race, trying to grab the next toy, or trying to grab a fistful of dollars, or trying to grab a little more reputation. No matter what kind of reputation you build, it will fade and die. No matter how powerful or important you are, it will go away. You will be a no one someday. You were a no one coming into this world, and you will be a no one going out of this world. And so all you can really do is to be useful to other people while you're here. And to understand that other people being here, that all of these other parts of the universe are proof that there's much more than just this one life. There's so many other things to do. You don't need to look for a parallel universe. Someone's living your parallel universe right now. Someone else is living a life very similar to yours, but slightly different right now. And when you see the service and the unity component, how we're all interlinked and that the greatest thing you can do is be useful to other people, then you get out of yourself. You're not so interested in your personal fun. And that's what's happened to me. The more I could see that other people were a part of my life, the more I could get into being useful for other people, the more I got out of pain and suffering and misery. And the more I gave up the idea that I need to have fun as the primary purpose of my life. I need to be of service as the primary purpose of my life. I'm trying to do that in the best way I can right now. This is the best way I can see to do it right now is to make these videos because there are so many people online looking for this kind of message. And there's so few people, relatively, communicating it. And there's so few people with an audience communicating it. There are lots of people who are communicating it, don't get me wrong. There are tons of people communicating it. I am one voice out of many voices that is trying to share honestly from the heart with no script, just the pleasure and joy of being alive here with you today. And a few words that might help you to find the same peace and serenity in your own heart. So I pray today that I am of service to you and to the world. I pray that I work to be useful for the people in my life closest to me, especially, and to you and everyone else in the world. And I pray that by sharing this message with you, you have the same opportunity to find the purpose in life that brings you peace and happiness. I'm honored you've spent this time with me today. Thank you very much for every minute you've either watched or listened to this. And I hope you have a great day today.